Sparrow invites, he'll hold you too. I've seen things along the way. I've seen some trouble in my short days, but through it all I have no fear. I have a friend who's always near. If the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, wouldn't bat an eye, 'cause I stand upon the rock. He's the rock of all the ages, no matter what may come. The storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes.
Sometimes the way seems bleak, 'cause we are human and we are weak. But take it from me, when the road seems rough, He is there to pick you up.
If the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, wouldn't bat an eye, 'cause I stand upon the rock. He's the rock of all the ages, no matter what may come. The storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes. If the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, I wouldn't bat an eye. 'Cause I stand upon the rock. He's the rock of all the ages, no matter what may come. The storm around me rages, I stand
Good evening. It is good to see everybody. Let's all stand. We're going to sing Victory in Jesus. We will sing all three.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. To victory beneath the cleansing flood, I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Well, amen. Let's go, Lord, in prayer tonight. Brother Sam, lead us, would you? Amen. Amen. Well, good to see you tonight. And I tell you what, I had a good time this morning. I don't know if any of y'all else did, but I did. I had a good time. And anybody have any praises tonight? Yes. She's really going through it. She's smart. That the sad thing was Anthony's little one. And there's just some things going on there that they have to take care of the baby. And both his children have to be, you know, taken care of by different people. They're different places, and so that's tough. That's tough. Anybody else have a praise? Yes.
Seeing people get saved.
Amen.
Church in San Diego, with my brother, where my brother was, an older guy gets saved and baptized.
Amen. Yes, amen. 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 You know, a lot of people, you know, We talk in the messages about how, you know, it's the soul winning area is not here, it's out there, the mission field's out there. But, you know, a lot of people, you can get them to come to church. You can't, they won't sit down and talk to you, but they'll come to church. And there was I really felt discerned, like there was a lot of conviction today in this room, and that God was working in this room this morning. And that young man raised his hand. There's a lot of people didn't raise their hand for salvation, that they were saved. And so every situation is different. But God is still saving people. Amen? Anybody else? Anybody else have a praise? Yes.
I think it was a blessing of Brother Fogel, who dropped us off on the second Baptist, was placed in church about dinner. It was a blessing to see. They had it on my vacation. I always plan our vacation around other churches. I enjoy a fellowship with other Christians out there. So it was a great blessing.
Amen.
And I almost stayed there.
Almost.
Almost.
You know why? You know why? Because Gemma said no. We know who the boss is. Amen. And I don't know the situation with the lady that came, Ma's niece, is it? Is that who that is? Her cousin's wife. And she's just over here, just new over here. I don't know if she's got it. Oh, her husband's here. No, he's still in the other country. I almost told him just go out down, come under the fence down south and just come on down there in Mexico, come through Mexico. Yeah. So she came when we were gone. Yeah. Any other praises? Any other praises? All right. Now, I put the little PowerPoint list of the lessons, the messages that we preached, and I felt bad because she was changing them. I don't know if you saw that back there, Bethany, but Tim was up here trying to take pictures of the screen. I said, "Man, we can send it to you, man," but he didn't hit the screen. He was taking pictures of Marissa. Somebody needs to give him a lesson on camera phones. Amen. And I'll put all those so you can get those through your email, and you know I need to start putting the lessons, doing handouts and things, and I'll work on that. You pray we get to try to work on getting handouts and you like those handouts for Sunday school, amen. Amen. And so we've got to get that, get some things. We want to make sure we're able to take it with us. Amen. Any testimonies? Anybody have testimonies further about what we're listening to God? Any testimonies? We had some good testimonies on Wednesday night, and I really feel like the testimonies indicated that you were getting it. And my goodness, okay. Testimonies were indicating that you were getting it, and that's important. And come on down. How y'all doing? And anybody else have a testimony about listening to God, the lessons? Anybody? Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, you get up to bed, it's right next to you. So, I was in a Spanish Bible, but it has English on one side, Jonah 4. The next morning, it was somewhere in Psalm, I read it twice, different Bible. And I went up to, it's weird. So,
yeah.
That's God.
Yeah, so So anybody else, let's move away from him before he gets in trouble. Anybody else have a testimony about the lessons God speaking Anybody have a testimony about God definitely speaking to you and giving you the direction? Yes.
In many occasions, when you work in the workplace and they're kind of really stressed when they're working on safe people, and they tend to push your butt. And certain occasions, when I get up and my emotions and I go to look into Psalms, and the section here it says, I'll write my tongue when I sue for the enemy. And I said, wow, everything he does, basically, that hit you. And right here in the workplace, you have a conceited, prideful doctor who will say things to you to get you riled up. And then right away, that scripture verse. And right there's an example of those speaking to you.
Amen.
And right there, I say, Lord, I let you handle it.
Amen.
And you handle it.
All right. Amen. Anybody else? Yes.
Well, to be at least I'm really in time. Can be preach any time I a bit but timely. Knowing God, working with God. Just one of those days that really can change the day, the difference in me.
Amen.
One of your preaching, this has been here. I could apply it all the way.
Amen.
Word of God.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? God's speaking to you. Talking about God speaking to you. Yes.
Because we are in the vegan diet, but we have some input in our body. And when we are traveling by commercial bus, going to our district, an intelligence officer told me, because I was there in the operations area of my unit, so you need to change your bus. So we changed the bus from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. So when we reached the place where we expect some ambush, and the 10 o'clock bus that drove over that area was ambushed. But he had been there, we had already been there.
Wow.
So
amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We always think I would like to be more, I would like to have more of this happen in my Christian life. You ever thought about that? I would like to be able to do this, but the reason it's not happening is because we're not in a constant conversation with God, because if you're in constant communication with God, He's going to lead you. He'll lead you to somebody to talk to about the Lord. He'll guide you to make that decision. When somebody comes to you as a Christian and they need help, like counseling, God can give you that counsel. See, and we don't want to be weaklings as far as our Christianity. We want to be ready for God to use us, to work through us. Doesn't mean we're super intelligent. Doesn't mean we have all the money and we have all this and we have all this. We just want to be instruments of God. And that's the priority. That's the priority of a lot of what I'm preaching now, is because God has spoken to me personally with this. And He has helped me, and I'm sharing that with you because I want everybody to be just like me. No, I mean, I want you. You can laugh. That's a joke. But I want folks in our church to experience a close walk with God.
Yes, brother.
Because we need it now. It's important. And so we're going to continue with hindrance to hearing God. I've got three more I want to share with you tonight. And then on Wednesday night, I've got a heavy one we'll finish up with. It's one, but it's multifaceted. The question I need to ask myself is this. What am I willing to allow to come between me and God, hindering Him speaking to me? What or who am I willing to allow to come between me and God? It's amazing. You have a young lady grow up in a Christian home all her life, obedient to her parents, and a boy comes into her life. And all of a sudden, her parents are idiots. Authority is chucked out the door. Grades go down. She's not interested in the things of God, and she's not hearing God. And that's because she let a person come between her and God. It could be a job. And what the hindrances that we've shared, the lack of knowledge of God. Now, nobody's stopping you from learning more about God.
Amen.
But you. Nobody's stopping you. A poor self-image. You say, well, what are you talking about? And I preface this because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of self-help books and a lot of, you know, Tony Robbins books and Build Yourself, Dale Carnegie books and The Power of Positive Thinking and I'm Okay, You're Okay stuff. And when I was a kid, I went to the Bill Gothard stuff and he's all messed up and all crazy stuff like that. Listen, you are special to God. That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
God loves you. He cares for you just as much as he loves us all the same. He doesn't love anybody better. Amen. I don't think he loves Dallas Cowboy fans, but he loves us all the same. That's a joke, okay? False sense of guilt. If you have sin, there's going to be guilt. But folks, when you confess it, move on. Put it in the rearview mirror. God does. Unbelief. Christians, yeah. Christians don't believe. We don't believe. Busyness. Right? We get so busy, we're doing things and all the bills are paid and we're getting things, we're getting high marks here and we're doing this and we're doing that, but there's no connection to God. And it's just hollow. And then another thing, God-directed anger. Mad at God. And some people think, well, Pastor, I've never heard of that. I've heard a lot of people that are just mad at God. Wow. They lost a loved one in death or something happened, and they got mad at God. And that's more prevalent than you think. So tonight I want us to move on. I want us to think about as much as we love our cell phones and the calls are dropped and interference happens and our phones are hacked, our communication with God is uninterrupted, but it depends on me. It depends on me. The communication. So let's move the hindrances out of the way, okay? And let me give you three tonight. I want you to think about these three, and I want you to put them down, and I want you to ask God the Holy Spirit to point them out. Number one, another one, and the next one tonight is harboring sin. Harboring sin. Now, knowing sin is in my life and not dealing with it biblically. Now you think about Peter. Peter was with the Lord. Lord, I'll die for you. I'm ready to go. And then they took the Lord away. And guess what? Back to the fishing. In and out, up and down. And sin in his life. Sin when it seems God is silent, I need to check my accounts. Right? Amen. You ever had a friend and you wonder why they haven't been calling you? And you call them up and they said, "Well, you said this or you did this or you did that." Remember that? Have you ever had that happen? And that's something that needs to be taken care of. Listen, God wants to hear from you. He loves you. He doesn't stop you loving you. He does stop protecting you. But sin comes between us and God. Now, fellowship. I didn't have this, but God brought this to mind. 1 John. 1 John. Turn to 1 John with me. That's in the New Testament. I'm talking because this new Bible, I really have a hard time getting to it with this new Bible. They don't come broken in. 1 John, and in verse 4, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4, you see it there? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Look what it says. "And these things write we unto you that you're what?" I like that verse. I want full joy. Now, that's not talking about the dishwashing liquid. It's talking about joy. Amen? "This then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you that" what? "God is" what?
"Light."
"And in him is" what?
"No darkness
at all." Now we're getting he's progressing in this verse. "If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in" what?
"Darkness."
"We" what?
"Light."
"And do not the truth." Now, fellowship. There's a difference between relationship and fellowship. Okay? Relationship is being part of the family. Fellowship, how good that fellowship is a different story. You know, you remember I preached on Isaiah and the angelic being taking the hot coal and putting on his tongue to clean his mouth? My mom and dad used to do that with ivory soap. And don't you know, the other day we were out of soap. Pam went by the store and just grabbed a bar of soap. It wasn't Irish Spring. It wasn't Dove for Men. It was Ivory soap. Why'd you do that? Huh?
Memories.
I've been having nightmares. I'm trying to get it all used up. Trying to feed it to the dog or something. But fellowship. When you can be in have a relationship but not have fellowship. That's what's talking about. Now that's not what God's not saying. It's okay. Okay, so now look at the next verse. "But if we walk in the light..." As who? He is in the light. We have what? Now that's what I'm talking about, listening to God and talking to God. That's it right there. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, preacher, I thought that was just for the cross and when I got saved. No, He died for our sins past, present, and future. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and what? Let's pray. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not. There's some real indictments here that we really need to consider. And that is, we need to confess sin. Harboring sin, God can't speak. If I regard Psalm 66:18, it says, if I regard, if I allow, if I don't deal with, if I regard iniquity in my, and the word iniquity means crookedness. Crooked lives come from sinful hearts. When God talked to Israel, He talked about them being crooked. Bible in the Old Testament talking about making their way straight. That's what He's walking. He's, if I regard iniquity in my heart, notice what? It doesn't say the Lord cannot hear me. What does it say? The Lord will not hear me. That's scary. Because we have people we need to pray for. When we know it is sin and say no to God, we're harboring sin and we're cutting off our soul phone. I said it here first. Copyright it. Not the cell phone, the soul phone. Wow. Amen?
Amen.
You're cutting it off. So what do we do with sin? We confess it. We confess it. And folks, we're not perfect. And all of us have, all of us in our Christian life, we got to the place we think, well, you know, I'm not going to sin. Well, that didn't work out. We fight our thoughts. I mean, I had some guys on. Now you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this, Mona. But on Friday, I had rebellion. I had some people that were going to tell me what to do, and I'm the boss, applesauce. I had a plumber come in. He said, "Well," I said, "What? You work for me, Bucko." Now, you can either take your tools and hit the road, Jack, or you can do what I say. Then I had somebody else tell me something. Then somebody told me, you need to get a laborer. And I said, what do I need a laborer for? You need to clean up. And they stopped right there because it was their mess, not my mess. Now, when all those people were saying that, have you ever seen WWF wrestling? Okay, I was taking them and pile driving them inside. Wasn't good thoughts. We fight our thoughts, don't we? Don't we fight our thoughts? I mean, you think things, right? We drive down the road and somebody's out there acting like sinners act. Sinners do sin. People that aren't, and we say, bless God, and we forget where we came from. And we ought to be saying, God help them, somebody to tell them about Jesus. Right? Amen? Now, I had all my sins confessed yesterday afternoon. We went over to James Haggerty's house yesterday afternoon. We got there, and they were rescuing some Cane Corso dogs. They were getting ready to kill them in Anne Arundel County, so they got foster dogs over there, Cane Corsos, cute little puppies. And so I was taking some onions over for the garden and stuff over there, and we were getting ready to put down some cover stuff over the garden to cover the weeds and then put the plants in so I don't have to get in there and weed the garden all summer. And so
we ran out of those things you stick in the garden, keep that stuff down. And so he just bought a brand new white 2024 Corvette Stingray. And he said, let's go to the hardware store. And I said, okay. And I started jumping. He said, no, let's get in the Corvette. Well, you know, it took Vaseline and a shoehorn to get me in there. I mean, Corvettes, they see, if they want to legislate something downtown, they ought to legislate making the Corvettes big enough for people to get in. And so we get in that Corvette and come out. We go out the end of his drive, and we turn, Mona, and he punches it. And next thing I know, we were 2 miles down the road at the other stop sign. We were flying. Now, he was enjoying it. I was confessing sin, past, present, future. I was confessing sins that I confessed back when I was a teenager. I was getting right. But seriously, listen, if I make this little lady mad at me, she doesn't want to talk to me and I don't want to talk to her. And I don't like that. Now, sometimes we fight just to make up, but that's another story. But you think about this. You think about this. You all know what I'm talking about. You all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Amen? Not that. I'm talking about the other. Listen. When you're not right with somebody, it's no fun. Right? And if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I mean nobody. The dog ain't happy. The cat ain't happy. The trash man ain't happy. Nobody's happy. Now listen, God, if I want God to speak to me, if I want, you ever had missed opportunities? It might be because sin was in your life. Okay. So number one, tonight, harboring sin, that's a hindrance. Keep those accounts right. Number two, tonight, a rebellious spirit.
Wow.
I want you to think about this. Closely related to harboring sin, but a spirit, this spirit is one that wants to pray, but does not want to hear from God. I don't want God telling me what to do. And rebellion, listen, rebellion stops God's word from penetrating our heart. Now I've pastored people like that. Fold their hands and say, bless me if you can. You may not believe this, but I've preached before and God gave me the message, but I knew that God gave me the message for certain people. And don't you know they come after their services, Pastor Creed, that was a great message. I'm going to share that with some people. I know some people that need that. And I'm going to say, you're the one that needs it. You know what that was? Rebellious. Rebellious. And the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's a scary thing. It's what it's saying is rebellion is satanic.
Wow.
Now listen to these verses. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 9. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 9. Notice what it says. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. It's talking about Israel. Jeremiah said this. But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart, they are revolted and gone. Exodus chapter 3. Turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, and Moses kept the flock. He got, you remember he killed that Egyptian, had to hit the road. And so he's working for Jethro, his father-in-law, not related to the Beverly Hillbilly Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Now, that was not by happenstance. And he was not leading the flock by happenstance. God was preparing him for something.
Amen.
Wow. Now, look, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And some I hear people say, well, you know, that was just spontaneous combustion. The bush would have burned if it was spontaneous combustion.
Amen. Right.
It was ridiculous. There was fire. You know, what was it? It was God.
Right. That's right.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight and why this bush is not burnt. Yeah. What is going on here? And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. You know, Moses knew the voice of God. Are you listening? And he said, draw nigh, not hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. You ever think about that? God, put your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father and the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And, okay, great. And bring them up out of the land and unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and all the ites, Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Man. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Now there's a second time he says that. He says, come now therefore. Notice what he says. I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Oh. Everything's good up to this point. Right? Hey, take care of those Egyptians, man. Put a whooping on them, God. God says, you're going to be the one. The key there was, I will send thee. When it gets personal sometimes, we forget. We think, when God gets personal with us, that doesn't mean we're going to do it personally. It means he's going to do it through us.
That's right.
There's a difference. And in our humanness, we think, well, God wants me to do this. No, God wants to do this through me. Don't ever forget that.
Amen.
And Moses said unto him, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people. And what did Moses say? What did Moses say? Hey, here am I, send him. He said, no. What was that? That was rebellion. That was rebellion. When God speaks to you and directs you, see, we have our plans. We make our plans. And don't think because you're a Christian and because it sounds spiritual and because it's okay that it's God's plan. And we've all done that. We've all said, oh, this would be great. This would be great. And God says, no, it's not going to work. And when God says, hey, I want you to do this. And folks, if you're a Christian, he has spoken to us and he has led us and he's opened doors for us. and we rebelled. And that's a hindrance to prayer.
Amen.
Now, thank God, Moses, God, they had a little talk. But that was a spark of rebellion there. And we've all got to watch. And so, first of all, harboring sin. Second of all, a rebellious spirit. Now, this is a scary one, because this hindrance demands a sensitive heart, a sensitive ear. This hindrance, the third hindrance, is rejecting God's messengers. Now, wait a minute before you make your short list of God's messengers. Anybody or anything God speaks through is God's messenger.
Amen.
Somebody can say something to you, and they're not directing it to you or anything. Somebody can say something in your presence, and you know it's God. They have no idea, but it was God. Sometimes a husband will not let God speak to him through his wife. You know, away from the malls and all the shopping places, women are smart. I'm just kidding, ladies. Women have an intuition that we don't, fellas. You guys want to say amen? Okay.
Amen,
ladies are waiting for you to say something. No. Everybody says, well, you know, they messed up in the garden. Eve messed up in the garden, so we shouldn't listen to anything they say. No, that's not true. Ladies have a understanding that we don't, fellas. And God speaks to us through them. A teen will cut off God from speaking through their parent. It's amazing how we remember when we were growing up as teens and we said of our parents, you know, they're just old-fashioned. We said that. Now our kids, we come in, we'll say something. I mean, and our grandkids, they look at us like, you know, I mean, only, you say, when do they talk? When I got dead presidents in my hand, you know. They like that money. No, our grandkids talk to us. But they look, they you know, kids today, they don't listen. And God speaks through parents. Listen to this. Church members cut off their preachers. I'll listen to them preach, but I'm not going to listen to his counsel. You know, if I speak up to say something to somebody, it's because God impressed upon my heart to do that.
Amen.
I don't say things frivolously. Like somebody ought to cook scrapple, amen, for the breakfast. We may not like the vessel or situation, but we like the result of listening. Down through the ages, people have been rejecting messengers, parents, prophets, preachers. Israel rejected. God sent Israel, and Israel rejected Moses over and over again. I mean, he came down the mountain, broke the commandments. Have you ever read where Moses says, God, kill him? And God says, okay, I'm going to kill him. And Moses says, no, maybe not. I mean, it was just rejecting. Listen, I don't care who is speaking at what time or whenever in your life. You need to listen and say, is God speaking to me through this person? We don't like to hear criticism, but we need it. We need it. We need to understand that. God is speaking. You're talking to somebody, and they may be talking to you about a situation, and they are speaking to you. God is speaking through them. Hey, you need to help them. And here's how you need to help them. Now, turn with me to Numbers chapter 22, and let's look at this scripture, and we'll finish up tonight. Now, you can go throughout the Bible and find all kinds of places where, you know, Peter didn't listen to Jesus, right? Israelites didn't listen. Look at chapter 22 and verse 22. And this is kind of humorous because, it's kind of humorous. This is, and God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord, Balaam wouldn't listen, because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword was drawn in his hand, and the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. And the angel of the Lord stood in the path, a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself onto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall and smote her, and he smote her again. Can you imagine this? You're riding down the road, and God puts an angel in and the donkey just runs. He's running all over the place. You're saying, what is wrong here? And the donkey saw the angel. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right hand or left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff, and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. So the donkey's talking now. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me three times? Now, I'd have shut up. Balaam overdosed on stupid pills. Look what it says in verse 29. And Balaam said unto the ass, so he's talking to the donkey. He says unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, there were a sword in mine hand, for now I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto the day? Was I ever want to do unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel. Now he just felt like a fool. But here's a perfect example. Balaam was out there, and this animal had more sense than him. Huh?
Right.
Amen. This is a humorous story, but that donkey was God's messenger.
Amen.
Yeah. And so there's a hindrance. Listen, and I don't think if anybody comes Wednesday night and you talk to a donkey, we'd like to hear it. If you could record it on your phone, we'd like to see it. But I don't think we're going to have that happen.
Right.
But sometimes we don't listen to God's messengers. I had a guy come to the church I was preaching one night. He came and at invitation, at offering time, he put how many hundreds of dollars in there? He put several hundred dollars in the offering. I mean, $100 bills. And, you know, I was a preacher and I said, well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so the guy met me after. He said, I need to talk to you. And this was after, this was first part of the year, and he said, and this was down in near Waldorf, White Plains area, and Charles County, and said to me, you know, my daughter got on drugs and all this stuff and everything, and so I just had everything I could take. And he said, I went out and I got some liquor and I got drunk. And he said, I got pulled over. by the police. And he said, now I have to go down there to the courthouse before that judge for a DWI or DUI or anyhow. And he said, on top of that, I'm the chaplain for the hospital. And he said, I'm going to lose my job. Can you help me? And I said, no. That was the end of the conversation. I don't care if he take his offering out of the plate. I was just, what are you supposed to do? I mean, he had God's messengers all over. He was going to face the judge. He was going to face the judge in Charles County that put you in jail for DUI. Because I saw him. I was in there for a ticket one day. I saw him put a woman. She had kids. What am I going to do with that, my kids? That's not my problem. Take her to jail. I saw it 4 or 5 times. I'm saying, oh my. And he wasn't listening to God's messengers. I mean, he was just doing. And folks, we get in trouble, right? God speaks to us through different people, different times, different ways. Amen. So these three hindrances tonight, let's get these out of the way. Let's keep these sin, harboring sin, a rebellious spirit, and rejecting God's messengers. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time you've given us. Thank you for your word. May we do business with you tonight. And Lord, help us to take these things serious each day. God, we thank you for speaking to us. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us. And Lord, we thank you for your word that is a mirror that reveals the imperfections in our life. And so we pray that you bless the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. God, speak to your heart. You want to get along with him? Thank you. Be seated. Let's have the couple ushers come and receive the offering. Let's pray. Darian, pray for the offering.
Dear God, thank you for that wonderful message, Lord. Be with the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's pray for some people. We're going to do some prayer requests and we'll pray. Boy, my heart sunk when we talked to Faye about her nephew today. She just broke down. And they sent him home. There's no hope, they said. So they sent him home to go on and with the cancer. And so, man, that's hard. We need to pray for that situation and pray for Pete as he's traveling, okay? Please pray for Pam's knee. My wife is really struggling with that.
Yes.
And we need, they gave her a cortisone shot and all this, and she's just really struggling with it. And just pray we'll be able to get some relief for her soon. Anybody else we're praying for? Yes.
I talked to Elizabeth today more in detail. She found another she wants it out before it even starts to grow. And she's due to have surgery to get it out. However, she got a blood clot last week in the lung. So
that's bad. Yeah, they do that with that thinner. Man. Yeah, people get a lot of clots in their, I think they get it in their lungs by sometimes when they really cough a lot. Yeah, so. But how, they say how big it was?
2.5 centimeters right now. At 4, they definitely don't
have to get out. Wow. Pray for that. Pray for her. Brother McConkie, first service had 44 today. So they were looking for a building. They found a church they can rent. They've got all kinds of, it's really, that's a blessing because that area right there needs a church. Anybody else we're praying for? Yes. Hard to deal with. Pray for Sharita's neighbor. She not feeling well. Who else are we praying for? Okay. Okay. Who else are we praying for?
We've got unspoken, all kinds of unspoken requests, right?
Amen.
Brenda's getting better.
Amen.
Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, pray for Brenda. Amen. Pray for these folks that just got saved. We'll work on getting them baptized. Okay? And so we'll work on that. And boy, it's nice to come to church. Folks respond to the gospel. Amen? Amen. And let's, people are still getting saved, Brother Sam said. And so let's invite people to the Lord and invite people to church and ask God to continue to work. Amen? Continue to pray for the Prasad family and all those who are bereaved. All right? Anybody else? Yes? Okay. All right. Brittany's traveling. All right. Let's pray, brother Mortley. How about praying for these prayer requests? Would you?
Heavenly Father, see these prayer requests. I pray for the bereaved family, Lord, and the blessings to the Prasad family this morning, Lord. I pray for them to keep praying the word, Lord, and keep coming, Lord. For the fact that the kids can grow in you, Lord, and those are.
Amen. Let's stand to be dismissed in prayer. Good to see you. Sister, you're still looking for that job? You still working on that job?
I don't have any applications ongoing here in the U.S.
I'm talking about in the Philippines. We're praying for...
Yeah, I'm still trying to look for it.
Okay, we'll keep that in prayer for you, okay? I forgot to mention that, so let's remember that in the closing prayer. Well, let's have a good week. Hope to see you Wednesday, and be careful out there. And he wants to talk to you.
Amen.
Amen. And don't let the world interrupt you and the flesh and the devil. Just let him guide you. And just, I mean, every service we ought to come with testimonies of what God's done in our lives. Amen. Thank you for sharing that testimony. What rank were you in the military down there?
In
is what they call the Philippine military. Okay. What do they call the military down there?
It was in the Air Force.
Air Force. Okay. Amen. Amen. Good stories, huh? God's good. How old are you now?
How old are you, 75.
75. Amen. How long you been saved? Four. Amen. It's good to be saved, isn't it? Amen. Good to know the Lord. All right, let's close in prayer. Good to see everybody. And listen, let's pray for each other, okay? Elijah, close for us, would you?